Lesson 99, 2 Kings chapters 14 through 17. Introduction. These chapters identify several kings from the kingdoms of Judah and Israel. In an effort to gain the favor of the king of Assyria, Ahaz, king of Judah, gave him gold and silver from the temple and the royal treasury. Ahaz also defiled the temple by replacing the altar with one fashioned after a pagan altar in Damascus, and by making other unauthorized changes to the temple. The rulers of the northern kingdom of Israel perpetuated wickedness, and the kingdom was conquered by the Assyrians. Suggestions for teaching. 2 Kings chapters 14 and 15. Many kings rule in Judah and Israel. Before class, write the following references on the board. Please refer to the list of scriptures on the middle of 357 of Lesson 99. Begin by asking students to consider how they would respond in the following situations. Number 1, your best friend started using illegal drugs. Number 2, as a parent, you discover that your children have been viewing inappropriate shows and images on the television and computer. Why would it be dangerous to do nothing in these situations? Invite students as they study 2 Kings 14 and 15 to look for what can happen if we do not remove evil influences from our lives and help others do the same. Explain that the verses referenced on the board describe various rulers of the kingdoms of Judah and Israel. Invite students to scan these verses, looking for which kings were righteous. Ask a few students to write the names of the righteous kings next to their references on the board. Students should identify Amaziah, Azariah, also known as Uzziah, and Jotham. Ask students if they noticed which kingdom these righteous kings ruled, the southern kingdom of Judah. What do you think the phrase, quote, "did that which was right in the sight of the Lord," end quote, might mean? Invite a few students to read aloud 2 Kings 14:4, 15:4, and 15:35. Ask students to follow along, looking for what each king failed to do. Explain that high places refers to locations where idol worship took place. They may also have been places where other wicked acts were committed, like human sacrifice and sexual immorality. The failure to remove these high places allowed wicked practices to continue within the kingdom of Judah. What might result if we fail to remove evil influences from our lives? Students may use different words, but be sure to emphasize that if we do not remove evil influences from our lives, we place ourselves and our families in spiritual danger. Invite students to identify some evil influences today and how they could be removed from an individual's life. Invite students to ponder whether there are any evil influences they need to remove from their lives. Challenge them to pray for the strength and courage to remove them. 2 Kings 16 and 17. King Ahaz defiles the temple, and the kingdom of Israel is conquered. Ask students if they have ever seen someone try to please another person in order to obtain something in return. What might the danger be in doing this? Encourage students as they study 2 Kings 16 to look for how Ahaz, king of Judah, sought to please the king of Assyria to obtain his help. Invite students to scan 2 Kings 16:1 through 4 silently. Point out that Ahaz did evil in the sight of the Lord by sacrificing his son to the heathen gods and by offering sacrifice in the high places. Invite a student to read 2 Kings 16:5 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for the difficulty that came to Ahaz and the people of Judah. What difficulty arose for Ahaz and the people of Judah? The armies of Israel and Syria besieged Jerusalem. You may need to explain that in this context, besiege means to surround a city and try to take control of it. Explain that the nations of Israel and Syria intended to force Judah into an alliance against the nation of Assyria. What do you think you would have done if you had been in Ahaz's position? Ask a student to read 2 Kings 16:7 through 8 aloud. Invite the class to follow along and look for how Ahaz responded in this situation. What did Ahaz do to gain favor with the king of Assyria? explained that Ahaz also went to the city of Damascus, the capital of Syria, north of Judah and Israel, to meet with the king of Assyria and further seek his favor and help. Invite half the class to read 2 Kings 16:10-16 silently, and the other half to read 2 Chronicles 28:22-25 silently, looking for actions that indicate Ahaz's lack of faith in the Lord. Ask students to report what they find. Ahaz offered sacrifices to the idols in Damascus and ordered that the altar in the temple at Jerusalem be replaced with an altar designed like the one he had seen in Damascus. He also made unauthorized changes to the holy priesthood ordinances, destroyed or altered sacred temple lavers and the sea or font, had the temple closed, and set up places of idolatry in Jerusalem. Why do you think Ahaz wanted to fashion or make an altar like the one he found in Damascus? Whom do you think Ahaz was trying to please? How might Ahaz's actions have been displeasing to the Lord? Ask students to read 2 Kings 16:17-18 silently, looking for how Ahaz treated the items in the temple and why he treated them that way. Invite them to explain what they learn. Make sure students understand that Ahaz turned or changed the furnishings in the Lord's house to please the Assyrian king and win his favor. These actions show that Ahaz sought to please the world instead of Jehovah. Explain that the kings of Israel were much like King Ahaz of Judah. Invite a student to read 2 Kings 17:3 aloud. Ask students to follow along, looking for what King Hoshea of Israel did to appease a different king of Assyria. Explain that 2 Kings 17:4-12 describes how Hoshea offended the Assyrian king and was put in prison, and his people were conquered after 3 years of siege. You may want to invite students to mark 2 Kings 17:6, which describes the downfall of the kingdom of Israel and the beginning of the scattering of the 10 tribes of Israel. Invite a student to read 2 Kings 17:13 14 aloud. Ask students to follow along, looking for what the Lord did before he allowed the Assyrians to conquer and carry away the kingdom of Israel. What truth can we learn from these verses about how the Lord tries to save his people? Students may use different words, but make sure they identify the following truth. The Lord sends prophets to preach repentance and help us live righteously. Because they hardened their hearts against the Lord's servants, the people of the kingdom of Israel were conquered and taken captive by Assyria. Their identity as distinct tribes and as the covenant people of Jehovah was lost. However, the 10 tribes are not lost to the Lord, and some of them were visited by Jesus Christ after his resurrection. See 3 Nephi 15, verse 15 through 16, verse 5. The scattering of the 10 tribes began with the Assyrians, and they were eventually scattered and lost among other peoples of the earth. They will remain lost until they turn their hearts to Jesus Christ as part of the restoration and gathering in the latter days. Invite students to read 2 Kings 17:15 through 17 silently, looking for what the Israelites did to please other people and nations. Ask them to report what they find. According to verse 15, what did the Israelites reject? What did they follow? According to verse 16, what did the Israelites leave? Whom did they serve? According to verse 17, what did the Israelites do to their children? What things did they turn to for revelation? Ask a student to read 2 Kings 17:18 through 21 and 23 aloud. Invite the class to follow along, looking for the results of the Israelites' open rebellion and wickedness. What do you think the phrase, "remove them out of his sight," in verse 18 means? According to verse 20, what did the Lord do as a result of their wickedness? What can we learn from the accounts of the wicked kings of Israel and Judah trying to please the corrupt nations around them? Students may identify a variety of principles, but be sure to emphasize that when we seek to please others above God, we lose his protection. What are some examples of situations in which a Latter-day Saint youth might be tempted to please others above God? To provide an example of one young woman who sought to please God instead of her peers, You may want to invite a student to read aloud the following account shared by Elder Neil L. Anderson of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Quote, I spoke with a Laurel from the United States. I quote from her email. This past year, some of my friends on Facebook began posting their position on marriage. Many favored same-sex marriage, and several LDS youth indicated that they liked the postings. I made no comment. I decided to declare my belief in traditional marriage in a thoughtful way. With my profile picture, I added the caption, I believe in marriage between a man and a woman. Almost instantly, I started receiving messages. You are selfish. You are judgmental. One compared me to a slave owner. And I received this post from a great friend who is a strong member of the church. You need to catch up with the times. Things are changing, and so should you. I did not fight back, she said, but I did not take my statement down. End quote. How did this young woman show her loyalty to God instead of to her peers? Read the following questions aloud and give students time between questions to ponder their responses. Number one, do I think more about pleasing others than I do about pleasing God? Number two, what are some things that distract me from loving God or that turn my heart and mind away from Him? Number three, how have I recently shown God that I love Him above all others? Note, ask questions that invite feelings and testimony. After students understand a doctrine or principle taught in the Scriptures, teachers can ask questions that cause students to reflect on past spiritual experiences related to that doctrine or principle. These questions can lead students to feel more deeply the truthfulness and significance of that gospel principle in their lives. Sometimes, these feelings can strengthen a student's desire to live a gospel principle more faithfully. Invite students to share experiences they have had when they, or someone they know, loved God and tried to please Him above others and were blessed with His guidance or protection. You may want to conclude by sharing an experience of your own.